Many of you will have heard of goalball. It's played by blind or partially sighted people. It's even appeared in the Paralympics. In fact, London 2012, it had sell-out games. Well, different areas of the UK have their own teams. And if you live near the Glasgow area, you may be interested to know that there is a team which is looking for more players. Could be just up your street or in your court, as it may be. Alan Lewis is one of the founders of Glasgow Goalball, and he joins us now. So, Alan, tell me a little bit about the game for those who perhaps haven't played or heard of it before.
Okay, well, the game's played on a 9-metre court. There are 3 players per team, and the idea is you are either on left wing, centre or right wing, and you have to defend your area of the court. So the opposite team will roll the ball along the court, and you have to dive to prevent the ball from going into the goals. So really, it's quite a physical, involves a certain amount of moving around and essentially just trying to defend your part of the court.
And score at the other end if you can.
Absolutely, well, absolutely. Obviously, that's the reverse, is retonguing the ball and trying to score at the end of the court. Absolutely.
Now, I did say this is for blind and partially sighted people. How do you sort of level the playing field then?
Everyone, regardless of their amount of vision, everyone wears eye shades when they're actually playing. So everyone has no vision whilst the game's in progress. Obviously, people can get acquainted with the court before they put the eye shades on so they can feel more confident. But whilst the game's in progress, everyone has zero vision.
So how do you know where you're particular area kind of starts and ends then?
There are lines put down on the court to indicate the different wings, the centre line. So there are always lines that you can follow to get to your part of the court and to line yourself up, either when you're defending or when you're attacking with the ball.
Okay, and you said it's quite a physical sport because you aren't diving around this this floor trying to score or defend. So is there padding involved?
Oh, absolutely. You wear knee and elbow pads. There are other sorts of padding that you can wear if you choose to, but at a very basic level, you'd wear knee and elbow pads, and there are other various things that you can buy if you are worried about being hit by the ball, which can certainly travel at a fair old rate of knots by players that are faster.
Yeah, right, and seeing that this is probably about the size of a basketball with the bells in, so it is quite a solid ball.
It's quite solid, but you learn at the beginning when you start to play how to dive in a way that you protect parts of your body that are more susceptible. So you'll, for instance, tuck your head behind your arms in a particular way so that it makes it less likely that you'll be hitting the face by the ball. And if that happens, it usually only happens once. You'll learn to defend properly after that.
Okay. Now, this is played, as you say, by wearing the eye shield, so no one can see where they are.
Yes.
So presumably then, whether you're training or whether you're putting in a big competition, you know, if there's a crowd there, they have to be quiet. How do you contact or, you know, send messages to your team?
When a game's in progress, you are allowed to talk amongst yourselves in the team whilst the ball's not in play. So in between shots, there's various techniques you can use to meet at the back of the court as well to very, very quickly confer and decide on tactics. But you would always decide on your tactics at the beginning of the game if you were playing in a competition. So you would know roughly who was going to do what, if you were going to use a particular method of attacking to try to score based on what you knew about the other team that you were playing against. There are ways and means of doing it, but you are right that conversation would be extremely limited during the game itself.
Would there be dialogue then if a player is shooting, for example, or that they've managed to catch the ball?
Yes. If you're defending and you catch the ball, you would let your other team members know that you had. You would say something like, got it, something very, very simple, but just to stop other players from having to move around the court if they still thought the ball was rolling around, because you get a limited amount of time to return the ball. So you would need to make sure you get it quickly, and you need to let your fellow team members know that you actually have the ball to make that possible.
Okay, so just touching on the very basics to goal ball there. Now, you know, you can start, I would imagine, just for a bit of fun, bit of socialising, have any of the players so far progressed?
Absolutely. We have one of our players who has played at Elite. There's 3 levels, Novice, Intermediate and Elite, with Elite clearly being the highest. So we have one of our members who's played at Elite and has actually played on the Great Britain squad for Goalball UK and is still currently playing for Great Britain.
Great stuff. So the chance is there to compete at the Paralympics, if you like.
Absolutely. It can be whatever you want it to be. Myself, for instance, I just play for general fitness, socialising, a bit of fun, and that ticks all of those boxes for me. Other people will want to be more competitive and will want to play at national tournaments, as you say, potentially international tournaments for the Paralympics. It can be whatever you want it to be, and you can take it to whatever level you want to play it at. I mean, what I've said all sounds relatively serious, but we're quite a welcoming bunch, and I think there's a real fun aspect to the game as well, that people can use it for that aspect if that's what they choose to do.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the Glasgow team then. When did it all begin, and where do you guys play?
Okay, well, it began scarily over 3 years ago. It really began because I had a friend who was Canadian, and goalball's quite big in Canada. It's one of its main countries, so to speak, and he was really missing having a chance to play goalball. So he helped to set up a team in Glasgow that would allow him to play on a fairly regular basis. And it was essentially my friend Monty, a few other people that he knew, set up the club, and it grew from there. When he went back to Canada, we made the decision to keep the club going because there was enough impetus in it, we had enough people to justify carry on playing, and because of what people were getting out of attending the sessions, it was felt it would be a real shame just to let it dwindle and fade away from there. So essentially, we've been playing now for around 3 years. We play on Monday evenings at Ross Hall Academy on the south side of Glasgow, but people also meet at Central Station beforehand to get the train along there together. So if people weren't at all sure where that was in the south side, they could also meet at Glasgow Central if that was easier.
Okay, so what about costs? How much does it cost to play?
It costs £5 per session for basic running fees, for replacing tape for the court, goalball balls, all that kind of stuff. So it's £5 per session, and obviously if you are going to go to tournaments, because all the tournaments are down south because we are currently the only Scottish club, so if you are going to go to tournaments, you're looking at costs obviously for entering the tournament, hotel fees, trains, all that kind of stuff, which if you do it far enough in advance doesn't have to be massively expensive, but it's just worth bearing that in mind if you are wanting to play competitively.
Okay, so if you're in or around the Glasgow area and you'd like to have a go at goalball, or maybe know someone who would be interested in it, how can people get in touch?
Okay, well, there's a few different methods. The email address people can contact is glasgowgoalball@outlook.com. We also have a Facebook account just called Glasgow Goalball, or people can also contact me by mobile on 078 708 43013. So whatever method people choose to use, they can contact us, find out more, register their interest, and I can arrange for them to come along to a session, even just to see what they think of it and if it's something that might be for them.
Great stuff. Well, let's hope more people do get involved for, as you say, just for fun, for fitness, or perhaps they think they could be a Paralympian of the future. For the moment then, Alan Lewis, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Not at all. Thank you for your time.